Today's shiur is Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Gimel. We will begin Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Yayin Nesach Osur. We learned so many times, Yayin Nesach is Osur. For Osur B'kol Shehu. And if Yayin gets mixed up with other wine, a din that we've discussed previously, Yayin B'Yayin, if kosher wine gets mixed up with Yayin Nesach, or mayim b'mayim, and the mayim that we're referring here to is mayim that was used for avodah zarah. Again, being a situation of min b'minoi, the halacha is the mayim b'mayim. The shir is kol shehu. Tosfos Yontif asks, why does the Mishnah begin with the words yayin nesach osur? We've already learned the halacha so many times that yayin nesach osur at this point. So Tosfos Yontif says that it's common that the Mishnah, at the beginning of the Mishnah, reviews halachas, even though they are halachas that we have learned previously. However, the Chasam Sofer says that actually Pshat in the Mishnah is based on something that Tosfos discusses. We've mentioned this Tosfos previously. That even though now we're learning, and as we always have been learning this sugya according to the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, because that's the halacha, that Yayin B'Yayin is Os B'Kol Shehu. Yayin Nesach has a Chumrah. The Min B'Mino is Os B'Kol Shehu. Teaches us the Mishnah that Halacha only applies to Yayin Nesach, which is Os B'Hano and Os B'Shtiyah. But if you'll have Yayin Nesach, that's only Os B'Shtiyah and not Os B'Hano, which as we have been quoting, according to Ramah, that's really all wine, B'Zman Hazeh. There, the special chumrah of min b'minoy osur b'kol shehu will not apply. And now we could understand, says the Chasam Sofer, the introductory remarks of our Mishnah. We're specifically speaking about Yayin Nesach. Because by Yayin Nesach, there's a halacha that it's osur b'shtiyah u'b'hanoah. And that's where the special chumrah of min b'minoy is osur b'kol shehu applies. Whereas if it's tam yenom, we follow the opinion of the Ramah, that it's not osur b'shtiyah. It's also b'shti, but not also b'hano. The halacha is the special chumrah will not apply. I do have to, however, mention, since as we start approaching the end of the Masechta, and we've quoted this opinion of the Ramah many times, that the Ramah says that stam yenom, b'zman hazeh, is not osur b'hano. I just recently saw the Da'aki Tshuva on that halacha. It's the first halacha in Hilchas stam yenom. And the Da'aki Tshuva says that even though that's the opinion of the Ramah, firstly, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't agree with the Ramah. According to the Shulchan Aruch, there is no heter that stam yayinam is mutar b'hano. And even according to the Ramah, the Da'aki Tshuva says that there are many poskim that feel that the Ramah is only to be relied on b'diyevet, including the Chachma Sadam. And then the Da'aki Tshuva says something which is very interesting. He quotes the Zohar, where the Zohar is very strict about the Isser of Stam Yenom. And he says, this is what the Da'aki Tshuva says, that would the Ramah be aware of the seriousness that the Zohar takes Stam Yenom, perhaps he wouldn't have been so lenient regarding the Isser, regarding the Heter Vano, regarding Stam Yenom. In fact, I saw a very interesting Shaila. The Halach was saying now is a Machalekus of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, if Stam Yenom is Mutar B'Hano, Osur B'Hano. So, as we have said, according to Ramah, if you own a liquor shop and you have stam yenom, you're allowed to sell the stam yenom. It's mutar b'hano. But what would be the halacha if somebody who's a svardi, who has to follow the opinion of the Ramah, works in a liquor shop, has to follow the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, works in a liquor shop owned by Ashkenazi? Is he allowed to participate in selling the stam yenom? Why? Because according to him, it's a situation of lifnei iver. You shouldn't be selling this. Interesting shaila. However, continues the Mishnah, if we have a situation of min b'she'en minoy, yayin b'mayim, or mayim b'yayin, yayin in water or water in yayin, b'nois and tam. There the shir is nois and tam. Min b'she'en minoy is b'nois and tam. So a number of very important points. This concept of nois and tam, here too we have interesting machloikas to Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch says that nois and tam, the real way of identifying nois and tam is having a goy taste it. We don't have a goy taste it, we don't have somebody available, then we rely on shishim. The Ramah says that we never rely on somebody tasting. We don't consider anybody qualified to taste, and we always need shishim. But here, there's the opinion of many Rishonim, which is the way we paskin, that even though, as we know, throughout Halacha, the shear of nois and tam is shishim, a 60-to-1 ratio. By wine and water, the ratio is not 60-to-1, which would be about 1.6%, but rather it's shisha. If you have a mixture of wine and water, and the wine is bottled b'sheish, which is about over 16%, then the halach is that that wine becomes bottled. Why? Because since that's the ratio in which wine is typically diluted, that it's useless, it's not considered wine anymore. That's why the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch paskins that the shear is a 6-to-1 ratio. The Achronim debate, is this specifically in water where we have this special cooler that the shear is not 60-to-1, it's 6-to-1? What about Shar Mashkin? Do we still have the 6-to-1 ratio, or there is a regular halacha of a 60-to-1 ratio? Interesting chumrah of the Tzofnas Pneach, or the Ragachover, who says as follows. He says, although we're paskening that Yayim B'mayim, you have a 6-to-1 ratio, it's nois and tam, that, he says, that's when you have that ratio. But let's say you have less than the normal amount of water that's added to wine to properly dilute it. Says the Ragachover, so that water is considered part of the wine. You need that water, because if otherwise it's not properly diluted, then wine and water under those circumstances would be considered min b'minoi, which the shear is nois and tam. Why? Because since that water, which is needed for the proper dilution of the wine, needs to be there, so it's min b'minoi. And min b'minoi, we said, is b'kalshu. Summarizes the Mishnah. The Gemara, of course, will mention why we need the summary. Zekla min b'minoi b'mashu, shla b'minoi b'nois and tam. Says the Gemara. Yasser of Dimi Amr Yochanan. Hamar Yain Nesach Michavas Labor. If somebody pours, just in way of introduction, what we're going to have in our shiur today, four different halachas, the four different amaroim quoted in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And not only do we have four different halachas that were quoted in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, but as we will develop the shiur be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we'll see that not everybody agrees to all of these, that not all these halachas are actually consistent with each other. So says the Gemara Kiyosar of Dimi Om Rabbi Yochanan, Hamar Yayin Nesach Michovis Labor, if somebody pours Yayin Nesach from a Chovis, where you have a Chovis, a barrel of Yayin Nesach, and it pours it into a bor, into a pit, of kosher wine, Afilo Kol HaYom Kuloi, even if you keep on doing this all day long, you have a new Heter, Rishon bottle. Every drop of wine, as it falls in to the bar of kosher wine, becomes bottle, and therefore, it won't be a problem. So in other words, what we're saying here is that the din of yayin, as b'mashahu, doesn't apply when you pour non-kosher wine into kosher wine. There we have a concept of kama bottle. Machloikus rishonim, how far we take this concept of kama bottle. From Rashi, it seems that we take the concept of kama bottle, even if you'll end up having, at the end of the day, more kosher wine, more non-kosher wine in the mixture than kosher wine, we still apply the kama bottle concept. Tosfos isn't so quick to rely on kama bottle, even under such a interesting situation where you really have a volume of more, you have more non-kosher wine than kosher wine and still consider everything kosher because of kama bottle. Although, the Rishonim point out that although, as I just explained, Rashi is the big makel. He says you can have kama bottle even if you end up with more non-kosher wine than kosher wine. However, say the Rishonim, because Rashi has this kula, he ends up with a chumrah also. What is the chumrah of Rashi? That even though Rashi is relying on kama bottle, Rashi says this wine is only mutta b'hanah. It's not mutta b'shtiyah. And it's very understandable to understand what Rashi is saying. Because here, as I just said, you really have more non-kosher wine than kosher wine. So to rely on kama bottle to such an extent that you really have more non-kosher wine than kosher wine, and also then to say you could drink that, Rashi feels that's too far. And therefore Rashi says you can rely on kama bottle for hanah, for heter hanah, but not for heter shtiyah. Tosfos, on the other hand, who's more limited, who's limiting this heter may say it's mut even b'shtiyah. Ask the Gemara, tonight we just learned in our Mishnah, yayin nesach osur voice of b'kol shehu, that wine and wine mix, it's even b'kol shehu. My love, isn't the Mishnah suggest the Gemara referring even to such a case? The kol nofel is suru l'gayatera, that osur wine fell into mutter wine. And yet, the Mishnah says the shear is a kol shehu, not that it's kama bottle. It says, maloi, the Mishnah is referring to a situation, the kol nofel hetera l'gay isura, where heta fell into iser. So when heta fell into iser, then we don't have kama bottle, so we say the shear is kol shehu. When iser fell into heter, we say kama bottle. Continues the Gemara, Tashma, let's continue learning the Mishnah. The Mishnah continued teaching us that if yayin falls into mayim, the shear is benoisin tam. Says the Gemara, my love. Again, it seems that the Mishnah is referring to a situation, the konofel chamredi sura, wine which is not kosher, fell into maya deatera, and the Mishnah says the shear is noisin tam, not kama bottle. Says the loy, that's not the case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is referring to a situation, the konofel chamre tera lamaydi sura, and since it fell into chamre tera lamaydi sura, so there we say, the shear is nice and tam. So there's a very fundamental question that the Mefarshim ponder. We're saying in our Gemara that when Isser falls into Heter, there's a concept of kama bottle. When Heter falls into Isser, we don't say kama bottle. Where's the consistency? If Chazal were now mechadish in this shear, in our shear today, a new concept called kama bottle, it should work both ways. So why is the Mishnah paskening that when non-kosher wine falls into, when kosher wine falls into non-kosher water, water that was nesnasach, we say it depends if there's nois and tam, which according to our way we explained is pretty lenient, 6-1. Why don't we say kama bottle, just like we said it the other way? So the Rishonim, the Achronim, work with this question. And they say that by heter, we want to see heter get bigger. So that's why when Issa falls into heter, since we want to see that heter enlarge, we could say concept of kama bottle. Nobody wants to see Issa get bigger. You can't ignore the Issa, but we don't want to enlarge the Issa, therefore we only say kama bottle when Issa falls into heter, not when heter falls into Issa. Continue the Gemara. And the basis of understanding the next piece of the Gemara is a concept that we've always addressed. Chazal, when they learn a Gemara, assumed that we're going to be consistent. So if we explain, says the Gemara, if we explain the ratio that it's Mayadi Surah, that it's kosher wine that fell into non-kosher water, it would be sensible to say, says the Gemara, say for Namid Mayadi Surah. We're talking about why water that's not kosher. But let's continue. If that's the case, the Mishnah said, Tani Sefer, Mayim B'Mayim, that if non-kosher water fell into wine, and now we're saying that the water is not kosher. The wine is kosher. The shear is nice and tam. Why is it nice and tam? If it's not Isser falling into Heter, Rav Dimi taught us that we say kama bottle. Amalek Rav Dimi. That's not the way to understand the Mishnah. Yes, there is a consistent pattern in the Mishnah. But the consistent pattern in the Mishnah is to be understood this way. Kula Masnissan, the entire Mishnah is referring to a situation where Heter falls into Isser. Not that the water is always either Isser or Mutter. It's Heter always falling into Isser. Reisha, the Kol Nofel Chamreda Teir L'mayin D'Issura. Reisha, where it's non, with kosher wine falling into non-kosher water, the shear is, that's the Reisha. Sefer, it's talking about Naida Teir L'chamreda D'Issura. But in both cases, the consistency of the pattern is heter to iser, but not that water is always osur or the water is always mutter. This was the version, as I said at the beginning of the shir, this was what Rav Dimi came and said in the name of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yitzchak by Yosef has this halacha that Rav Yochanan said somewhat different. Kiyos Rav Yitzchak by Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, Hamar yayin nesach mitzir tzur katan, if somebody pours the wine from a small pitcher, Labar. I feel kol yom kula, even if he did it all day long. There we apply the concept, rishon batal. However, he says that when do we apply the concept of kama kama batal? Dafka tzirtz the cotton, specifically when it's a small pitcher from which you are pouring the wine. It doesn't have a lot of wine coming out. Aval chavis, where you're dealing with a larger barrel from which you're pouring into the pit. The nafesh amudei, there we don't say kama kama bottle. And there's a machlokes rishonim how to understand why Rabbi Yitzchak differentiates between a small pitcher versus a big pitcher from which you're pouring into the pit of kosher wine. Why here you do say kama kama bottle and here you don't. Some rishonim explain fairly simply. When you have a small pitcher, so it has a very small opening, so only a little of the wine comes out at a time. So there, it's very easy to say, kama kama bottle. But when you have a large pitcher from which you're pouring into the barrel, so a lot comes out at a time, so it's harder to apply kama kama bottle. That's one way of explaining. Another way of explaining, is that when you have a large pitcher, so that's the typical way where you pour. Usually you pour from a big barrel. Wine is usually stored in a big barrel, and you pour it into the pit. Since that's the derech, Chazal, this is the way Ran explains, didn't want to use the concept of kama kama bottle. But when you do it in an unusual manner, you usually don't pour from a little pitcher into a big pit, so that's why Chazal were able to rely on kama kama bottle. Before we go further, because in a moment we're going to see that not everybody agrees to this concept of kama kama bottle, we think about the concept of kama kama bottle, and we think, you know, we're not pouring wine, Baruch Hashem, into barrels, into pitchers. We think that this Gemara is not really being very relevant lahalocha. So I saw two areas where this Gemara comes up lahalocha lemaisa. One's lahalocha lemaisa, one was lahalocha. Lahalocha lemaisa, we know that the halocha is if somebody has a cup of wine, makes kiddush, this happens all the time. You make kiddush in a cup of wine. As soon as you drink from that cup, the wine becomes pogum. You can't use wine that's pogum to make kiddush. So let's say I make kiddush. I'm not talking about sanitary issues today here. But let's say you make kiddush on a cup of wine, on a large cup of wine. There's no other wine. So you have somebody else that says to you, no problem. I'll take the remaining wine. Your cup was a big cup. I'll take a smaller cup. I'll pour it over and I'll be able to make kiddush also. Can't. The wine became pogum. So how does wine that's pogum become no longer pogum? So actually the Shulchan Aruch says there are two ways. One way is by pouring the wine back into the bottle from which you got the wine. That takes away the begima. How does that work? Comes because of our lumdus, kama kama bottle. You pour the wine from the cup into a big bottle, it works with kama kama bottle. But it's important to note the Mishnah Berura and the Yeshua Yankif all say that that is not really the preferable way of taking away the Begima, specifically on Shabbos. Why? Because here we're relying on Bittel. We have a concept that we've mentioned many times. Eim Evatlan Islachatchila. What is the better way of taking away the Begima? Taking some wine from the bottle, pouring it into the cup, and again, I have to stress, I'm not talking about sanitary issues. And then taking that, so that wine is no longer pogum, because you took wine from the bottle that isn't pogum, that makes the wine that's in the cup no longer pogum. This has nothing to do with kama kama bottle, because you're pouring heter into iser, not iser into heter. And then, if you want, you could take that whole thing and pour it back into the original bottle, or you could use it without pouring back into the original bottle. Why? Because here we don't have to come on to kama kama bottle. And as the Achroinim say, we don't want to rely on Bittel on Shabbos. We always try to avoid Bittel on Shabbos because Bittel looks like Tikkun Mana, and that's how we try to avoid it. But then, the Mefarshim used this Gemara to ask and answer another question. We're all very familiar with the Nes Chanukah. There was only one bottle of oil that they needed for 8 days. Ask the Mefarshim, why didn't they just take non-kosher oil, non-acceptable oil, and pour it into the barrel of the kosher oil, and we'll say, kama kama bottle. Our Gemara is teaching us, kama kama bottle. Shulch Sam Sofer answers that even though we're relying in Kama Kama Bottle regarding halachas of Issa Veheter, for Tum and Tahara you can't rely on Kama Kama Bottle. And there was an issue of Tum of a Tahara. Tum and Tahara you can't rely on Kama Kama Bottle. Some Sofer's Teretz. If we follow Tosfos's Teretz, Tosfos's approach to our Gemara, that you could only say Kama Kama Bottle, where you're going to end up with at least volume-wise, more kosher than non-kosher. We can also understand why you can't say Kama Kama Bottle. They had one pach, one pitcher for one day. And they needed to wait 8 days. So they're going to have a 7-to-1 ratio of non-kosher oil versus the kosher oil. According to Tosfos, even if we say Kama Kama Bottle, we don't say Kama Kama Bottle in a situation where you're going to end up with more non-kosher volume-wise than kosher. And the third teretz is the Gemara that we just learned. They normally pour. Where do we say Kama? Where do we say the hat of Kama Kama Bottle? The Gemara just says when you do it in an unusual manner. But they were going to do it in a regular manner, pour from one barrel into another. There we don't say the concept of Kama Kama Bottle. But now the Gemara brings a different memra that is being quoted in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Actually, at first glance, regarding a different subject, which we'll try to work with. But what we learn from this will be that Rabbi Yochanan actually didn't subscribe to the concept of Kama Kama Bottle. Let's learn the Gemara. She also Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Let's just remember one rule. The Mishnah taught it us. Nim b'minoi, the shir is b'mashahu. Yayin b'yayin. Nim b'she'en b'minoi, shir is nice and tam. Says the Gemara, Yayin nesach shenafel abar. You have non-kosher wine that falls into the bar. And then, so the shear is b'mashu. It becomes also right away. Now the nafal sham kitin shamayim. Now a barrel of water, a pitcher of water also falls into that bar. Wine is at the kilo ainoi. So how much water do you need to have? We just said that the shear of water to wine is a 6-to-1 ratio. So let's say you started with 5 gallons of kosher wine and 5 gallons of non-kosher wine. They got mixed together. And then afterwards, water falls onto it. So how much water do you have to have? Do you have to have versus 10 gallons, 5 plus 5? Or you only have to have 5 versus the 5 gallons of non-kosher wine? Says Revin, a gewaldig chiddush, yayin nesach shenafel labar, you have kosher wine and non-kosher wine, our example, 5 gallons of each, and then nafel sham kitn shamayim, roinas ahet kilayna, we're not worried about the kosher wine. And as long as we have enough water to be mevatel, the non-kosher wine, the shah mayim rabban alav mevatel say. Clearly we see here that it doesn't subscribe to kama kama bottle. Because if you said kama kama bottle, as soon as the non-kosher wine falls into the kosher wine, you shouldn't have a problem. A different version of what Rabbi Yochanan said regarding this halacha. Tosav shmur by Yehuda Rabbi Yochanan. Lo shanol shanofi kaitin shamayim tchila. When do we say this? If the water fell in first, avloi nafel sham kitn shamayim tchila. If it's not that you had the wine and the wine and then the water, but that you not that you had the wine, water, wine, but you had wine, wine, water. We have here matzah minas minoi, the two wines combined, matzah minas minoi v'nir, and you have to have water not just to nullify the non-kosher wine, but you have to have water to nullify all of the wine. And the Rishonim explained the Gemara's machlokes very simply. We have a concept throughout halacha of chaticha nasas nevela. And the question is the concept of chaticha nasas nevela limited to basa b'chalav, or is it by all Yisurim? The first Lashon says it doesn't apply by other Yisurim, and therefore even though the kosher wine and non-kosher wine mix doesn't bother me, the second Lashon says that we hold chaticha nasas nevela. So once the kosher wine and non-kosher wine combined, it's all one big iser, chaticha nasas nevela, and we have to have water against all of the wine. Ika de masnala, others say Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda's statement wasn't in regarding what Rav Yochanan said, but it's regarding the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, yayin b'yayin, the shir is kol shehu. On that, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Yochanan, when there was no water, if there was water there, We ignore the kosher wine. And as long as we have enough water to mevatel the non-kosher wine, the shamayim rama lo mevatel nisay. Ask the Gemara, my ikka mein delmasna la masnisin mein delmasna raven. What's nafkamin if we learn that Rav Shmuel Yehuda's comment was vis-a-vis raven, or his comment was vis-a-vis the Mishnah? Answer the Gemara, man delmasna la masnisin la bayit chila. According to one that says the comment is regarding the Mishnah, we don't care when the water fell in. If the water fell in before the wine or after the wine, the Ravin, he's going to hold by tchila that you're going to have first the non-kosher wine, then the water, and then the kosher wine. But if the wine, if the two wines combine first, then you can't just ignore, you can't ignore the presence of the kosher wine, because that kosher wine became non-kosher. Itmar continues the Gemara, Yayin Nesach Shenafel Bar. If you have Yayin Nesach that fell in non-kosher wine, that fell into kosher wine. The Nafel Shem Kitn Shemayim, and then afterwards a barrel of water fell there, kosher water, Omer Baya, Higdilu Ba'isr, Osir, Higdilu Ba'hetim Mutter, which means as follows. If you have that the wine fell in last, if the non-kosher wine fell in last, so there we don't ignore the kosher wine. And for this to be mutter, you have to have enough water to mevatel all of the wine. If higdilu be'isr aser, higdilu be'heter, that means if you have non-kosher wine, then water, and then kosher wine, so again, let's just get the difference. If you have the following sequence, first kosher wine, then water, then non-kosher wine, so you have to have, according to Chizkiya, enough water to mevatel all of the wine. But if the sequence was non-kosher wine, water, kosher wine, then you only need to have enough water to mevatel the non-kosher wine, and we could ignore the kosher wine. Higdilu be'isr. So let's just read the words of the Gemara. If non-kosher wine fell in last, also you have to have enough water to mevatel all of the wine. Higdilu be'heter. If the last thing to fall in was kosher wine, you only have to have enough water to mevatel the non-kosher wine, and we could ignore the kosher wine. Rabbi Yochanan on the other hand says, afilu higdilu be'isr. Even if it was kosher wine, water, the non-kosher wine, mutter, we could always ignore the kosher wine, and we just need to have enough water to mevatel the non-kosher wine. Amalei Reb Yirmiyah le Reb Zeira. So Reb Yirmiyah says to Reb Zeira, Lema Chizki Reb Yochanan, perhaps the machlokes of Chizki Reb Yochanan that we just quoted is actually the machlokes of Reb Elezer Rabbanan Kamifli. It's a machlokes of Reb Elezer Rabbanan. That's not. There's a Mishnah. The Mishnah speaks about just one word of Agdama, and then that we said many times. A Dover Hamaimit, something that creates the existence of an item, a Dover Hamaimit is never bottled. What's an example of a Dover Hamaimit? Let's use what we're going to learn now in the Gemara. We've had this previously. If you have yeast falling into dough, so yeast is a davar ha'maimed, because the yeast makes the dough rise, and that you'll be able to bake a bread. So you have like this. You have sar shel chulin v'shel truma. You have yeast of chulin. You have yeast of truma. Shenaflu l'taycha isa. That fall into a dough. And I must say that the Ritva is fantastic in explaining the Gemara's Havamina. The Ritva says, what is the Gemara at least in the Havamina that wants to compare the situation of Sar Shel Chulin, the Shel Truma, and Isa to the case of Yayin and Yayin and Mayim? He says, let's compare the two. When you have two types of Yayin, so one is Yayin Nesach, non-kosher wine, and you have kosher wine, and then you have water, kosher water. Similarly, he says, the Gemara in the Havamina is saying the Sar Shel Chulin is like the kosher wine. The Sar Shel Truma is like the non-kosher wine, and the Issa is like the water. So what does the Mishnah say? Sar shel chulin v'shel truma shenaflu l'taycha Issa, You don't have enough of chulin yeast to cause the dough to rise. And you don't have enough of truma yeast to cause the dough to rise. But you, if you combine them, then the staff of a chimtzu. If you combine it, they can cause the dough to rise. So now, if it's truma that caused the dough to rise, so then this truma will be considered truma de gadol. A Yisrael is not allowed to eat it. If Yisrael Rechman Tzlan eats it, his chayv misa b'day shemayim. If it's chulin de gadol, everybody could eat it. Rebbe Lezaimer, acha achron aniba. We look at what fell in list. So how do we understand Rebbe Lezaimer in the Havamina? Again, let's go back to the Ritva. Ritva says the Gemara is very geschmack. The Gemara seems to be saying, Rebbe Lezaimer and Chizkiya are saying the same thing. If you started, says the Gemara, first you had the kosher, the chul and the yeast, and the dough, and then you have at the end the truma yeast. It's like a case that Chizkiya spoke about. We have the kosher wine and the water, and then the last thing in the sequence, the top line of our omid, was the non-kosher wine. Chizkiya says that the whole thing, you have to look at the non-kosher and the kosher. Here too, since it was the truma de geist that fell in last, it's the same thing. The Chum disagree. Bein shenofel iser b'tchila or bein b'sayif, it doesn't make a difference which yeast fell in first or second. Ein ha'osir, this dough will be mutter, atche b'kdei l'hakvitz, unless you have enough truma de geist that would be able to make the dough to rise. Again, that seems to be the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, which Rabbi Yochanan said, I don't care, the sequence doesn't bother me if it's the mutter de gawain and then the osa de gawain, or it's the osa de gawain and the mutter de gawain. Here too, it doesn't bother me which yeast fell in first, the truma de geist or the chulin de geist. Ask the Gemara, how could you connect the two Gemaras? The Tisbara, how could you connect these two Gemaras? The Abaya said, loy shanu, the Shekidim Vesilik, Esser. When do we say that the Chacham Amekel, only if you take out the Truma de Geist first, Av Loi Kadav Vesilik Esser, if you don't remove the Truma de Geist, everybody holds Esser. So if that's the case, Chizkiya Dam Kaman. Chizkiya didn't make a difference if you have the kosher wine or you don't have the kosher wine. Chizkiya looked at the sequence. Has nothing to do with here, where it depends on removing or not removing the truma de geist. Ella, hacha, the machloik is here, between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan. The machloik is here is beroy. That means, as far as the question of sa'ar, is nothing to do with which comes first and not. Rather, the machlokes is royin. Do we view it that the machlokes by sa'ar, I'm going to go slower, is a machlokes of zev zegoyim? Do we, when we have a situation where we have kosher and non-kosher causing an effect, what's the halacha? And Rebbe Lezer is going to hold zev zegoyim is asur. And Rabbi Yochanan and the Rabbanan are going to hold zev zegoyim is mutter. Ask the Gemara, b'roi to mufki, and what's the machloikis between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan? The machloikis is, do we have the ability to ignore something? Meaning, let's go back to the Gemara. According to Chizkiya, when you had wine and water, and then you have the non-kosher wine falling in. So we learned on Amud Aleph a new chiddush. Roin as heheter, we look at the kosher wine kilo einoy, as if it doesn't exist here. And that is Rabbi Yochanan's pshat. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it doesn't make a difference what fell in first and what fell in second. The halacha has the ability to take away the heter, and since the halacha has the ability to take away the heter, you only need enough water to mevatel the non-kosher wine. Chizkiya doesn't subscribe to that. And that's what the Gemara is saying, is that we have two separate machlokes. The machloikis in by sor has to do with zev zagoyrim. The machloikis by wine has to do, do we have the ability to ignore something that's really there? And we're saying, the Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is that we have the ability to ignore something that's there. Ask the Gemara. That's how we're explaining Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Umi isle Rabbi Yochanan roi. Does Rabbi Yochanan have the ability to ignore something that's there? For bamine, Rabbi Asim Rabbi Yochanan. Shnei kaisis. If you have two cups, echad shel chulin ve'echad shel truma. One cup is chulin wine and one cup is truma wine. Again, with all the issues that truma wine bring with them that we discussed earlier. Ve'azgam ve'irin zebezeh mahu. They got combined, and there's enough water. Again, let's think about the case. We have a cup of truma wine. We have a cup of non-truma wine. Both cups were undiluted. I now went and poured water into each cup, and now I mixed it all together. So what do we have a problem with here? We only have a problem with the truma de gawain. Water isn't a problem. And non-truma de gawain is a problem. So how much water do we need to mevatel the truma de gawain? Do we only need enough water to mevatel the truma wine? Do we need to have enough water to mevatel all of the wine? If we say, that the halacha has the ability to remove the kosher wine, we should only have to be mevatel, we should only need enough water to mevatel the het de gawain. The also the gawain, the truma de gawain. Shnei kaisis, echad shel chulin ve'echad shel truma, umozgin ve'ir ze bezeh. Mahu? Do you need enough water to mevatel all of the wine, or do you need enough water only to mevatel the truma de gawain? V'lo pashut lahu? Why not? If you say royin, it should clearly be a case that we should be able to ignore the chulin de gawain. So isn't that a proof that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't subscribe to the concept of Royan? Answers the Gemara. Mikar like Pashalei. At the beginning he wasn't quite sure, do we follow the concept of Royan or not? B'soif, Pashalei, but then he followed it. Before I go further, I just want to say that the Rishonim used this Gemara as a riot to what we said before. We said at the beginning of the shir, when you have wine and water, the ratio isn't a normal 60-1 ratio, but the ratio is 6-1. What's the riot? Because here it's talking about meziga. When you do meziga, you don't put in that much water. You only put in 3 parts water to 1. So you see that the shear is 6-1, not 60-1. Et menami, amr of ami, amr of yoichan, amr of basi, amr of yoichan. Base kaisis, echad shel chulin ve'echad shel truma. You have 2 cups of wine. One is chulin, one is truma. Umazgum ve'irin zebzeh. Now we mix them all together. First, dilute them properly. Then we mix them. Says Rabbi Yochanan clearly, we apply the concept of royin. Right, it's a het tequila, ain't I? We ignore the chulin de gawain, and as long as we have enough water to mevatel just the truma de gawain, the shar, ma'im rab melo mevatel, I say. So we finish the Mishnah with the words, zeh klal, min b'mina b'mashu, shlo b'mina b'noisen tam. Says the Gemara, we have a very fundamental machlokes. Rav Shmuel de Tavayu, according to Rav and Shmuel, kol yisurim shebetayra. Not strictly Yayin Nesach, and all Yisurin Shabbatayra, the halach is, b'minon b'mashahu, min b'minoi is b'mashahu, shloi b'minon, min b'she'en b'minoi is b'nois and tan. Ask the Gemara, according to Rav and Shmuel, we can now very well understand, zeh klal, when the Mishnah ended with the words, zeh klal, and as we pointed out when we learned the Mishnah, what do we learn from those words? Lesuye mai, it's coming to teach us, that not only by Yayin Nesach is there a halacha bin b'mina b'mashu, but all the Sun Shabbatayra, the halacha is b'mashu. Ask the Rishonim, according to Rav Shmuel, that the halacha bin b'mina b'mashu by Yayin Nesach is not a unique halacha, but it's a halacha that applies to Kol HaTayra Kula. So why does the Mishnah single out Yayin Nesach? Why do we have to single it out? Answered Rishonim, the Chiddush is not in the case of min b'minoi. Enoch nami min b'mina b'nois and tam is a standard halacha that applies all over. The Chiddush is b'min shebe'en b'minoi. We would think, as we've learned so many times, that since Yayin Nesach is so chomer, Dalocha min b'she'ena minoy. Which normally dalocha is nois and tam. Perhaps by yayin nesach the shir should be mashahu. Teaches us the Mishnah, no. But even though yayin nesach is chomer, dalocha is that it's bin b'she'ena minoy remains the standard halacha of the nois and tam. However, that's Rav and Shmuel's opinion. Rav Yochanan and Shlok Shtam Tavayu, and this is the halacha, kol asher surin shebetayra, and all isurin shebetayra, men b'mina, bang b'mina, ben shla b'mina, nois and tam. The shear is always nois and tam. Chutz mitevel v'yayin nesach, there are only two exceptions to the rule. We have b'mina b'mashahu, b'shla b'mina b'nois and tam. That only time that there's a special halacha, a min b'mina, is b'mashahu. Not in all areas of halacha, yayin nesach and teva. And now we understand when the Mishnah at the end of the Mishnah said zeh klal. What did the Mishnah want to teach us? L'suya tevel. That not only by yayin nesach is there halacha min b'minoi b'mashahu, but by tevel the halacha is also min b'mina b'mashahu. Says the Gemara, Tanya kavosid Rav Shmuel, that the halacha min b'mina b'mashahu applies by all isurim. And Tanya Kavasa Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, that Alocha Mim B'mino is strictly by Yayin Nesach and Tevel. Tanya Kavasa Rabbi Shmuel, Kol Yisurim Shebetayra, so it speaks about all Yisurim, that Alocha is B'mino B'mashahu, Shalai B'mino B'mnois and Tam. Clearly a Brisa corroborating their opinion. Tanya Kavasa Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Kol Yisurim Shebetayra, Bein B'mino M'shem B'mino, Mim B'mino Mim B'she'en B'mino, the Shir is nois and Tam. Only exception, it's tevel v'yayin nesach, chus mitevel v'yayin nesach, where the halach is b'minon b'mashahu, shlav b'minon b'mashahu, b'nois and tam. Ask the Gemara. Bishlam yayin nesach, by yayin nesach, we can understand why Chazal was specifically machmer, that the shir is min b'minon b'nois and tam. As we said earlier, b'shem chumad avayis kechavim, that even though normally min b'minon is b'nois and tam, here Chazal said, we want to be stricter. It has to be mashu. El tevel mai tama. Why by tevel is it stricter than all other yisurim and b'tayra, where the shear is normally nois and tam, and he was saying the shear is b'mashu? Answers the Gemara, ki tera kach yisurim. Chazal said that we treat being machmer, being makel, when we say bittel, the same way we say like it becomes truma. Let's understand what it means. Even though the Rabbanan said that the shear for taking of truma, a 40th for a generous person, a 50th for an average person, a 60th for a stingy person, midaraisa, one chita is enough. So says Shmuel, if one chita has the ability to make it fine, you have to be consistent. One chita has enough ability to make it also. So just like taking off one chita from a kri, just like taking off one chita from a kri has the ability to make that kri no longer tevel. On the other hand, if you have one chita of truma falling into a mixture of grain, it will make it asur. And indeed, says the Gemara, tan tana nami hachi, b'ma amru tevel ois b'kalshu, b'minoi. Shlai b'minoi, ta'aloch is b'nois and tam. Tosfos asked the question, why does the Gemara have to say the reason is because of chita achas? The Gemara could have said a simpler reason, and actually Yerushalmi says that reason. Because it's davar sheyesh lematirin. What does davar sheyesh lematirin mean? That instead of relying on bittel, ach techlena be'isa techlena beheter. So if truma fell in to tevel, you have the ability just to take off truma again or eat, let a kohen eat it. So Tosfos says a very bechiddush. We don't say the heter, we don't say the issue of davar sheyesh lematirin unless it comes easily. But let's say the owner is not here, so it's not easily made mutter. We don't apply the concept of davar sheyesh lematirin.